up?
Hey.
Going on?
Stuff, I guess. Things.
Stuff and things. This isn't an episode.
No, it's not.
See, what happened was, last week we recorded an episode, and yeah. You already forgot.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it's about.
I know it was terrible, and we opened with a review of the new Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that part, yeah.
And that was the highlight of the episode, and that was terrible. So I figure we don't even need the episode. Why put... Right. Here's the thing. Are we just putting out content to put out content? That's stupid.
Yeah.
If we weren't feeling the episode and it's shitty, why release it? There's no reason. Nobody wants to listen to us just go... Like, we didn't say anything. We didn't say any fucking words. It's just dumb. You like writing? I like writing. Well, that's good. Like, fucking no. Not doing that.
I do remember going Roadhouse a lot.
Yeah, you did say Roadhouse a lot, and believe it or not, it did not add any bit of charm to the episode. So fuck that episode. It's in the trash. It'll be on the Patreon only $40 level, tier level.
Yeah.
Or the mic free tier level. I haven't decided. Because he'll be the only patron. So I figured a quick update. Because we have news.
Yeah.
Not really. DPW in the streets news. You know what that is?
No.
We're going to be at Three Rivers Comic Con. The weekend of the first week of June.
Mm-hmm.
So the second, I think, the Saturday. Yeah. I think, is it Pride again?
I think so.
And we'll really be in the streets. Oh, yeah.
No, Caleb, you're talking about, you're normally in the alleys.
Back alley, blow, what? Back alleys, front alleys, side alleys, sewers. I don't care. I'm all over the place.
Double alleys, three-way alleys.
During Pride, they call me the trash man. Because I'm out there, and I'm in the streets, and I'm hitting the garbage. Low down and dirty. I'm filthy. I'm filth. I'm dirt. I'm nasty. Also, publishing news. So, I always mention publishing. I'm getting published and stuff, but I don't think I do a good job of when these things come out or... even telling you what stories are going where. I have some stories in no particular order. I have probably the one that's going to come out first is Strange Days Zine. And you can go to @StrangeDaysZine on Instagram if you want to find out some more information, because they have their link to, they sell through like an Etsy shop, and then they have other stuff. And they have a podcast as well, which I have not listened to. But I have I think it's a flash fiction piece. Flash fiction or very short story called Tus Nua. It's a story about rebirth, Spencer, using the Celtic god of the wilderness. And I don't remember how to pronounce his name, so I'm not going to even say it, but it's an interesting story, so you could check that out. Also, guess what else I got coming?
What's that?
My penis. Oh, it's coming all over. Because it's the Pride, you know. Call back to the gay filth man, trash man, the man in the streets.
Trash man.
I am in The Siren's Call. I have a decent short story. If you read my story in Horoscope Volume 4 entitled Bog Hag, this is actually set in the same universe. This story is called Undying Island. It was The Undying Island, but the editor decided that The needed to go. And I said, since you're publishing it, I don't care. So they actually gave me, they said, you want to change the name to something else? And they gave me a list of suggestions, but Undying Island was one of them. I said, well, that's about the same, so just go
for it.
Because I couldn't come up with a name. So that's the title. That's a good story, I think. I really liked that story. I had a lot of fun writing it. If you like my story, Bog Hag and Horoscope Volume 4, and why wouldn't you? This is along those lines and the way it's written. And also, like I said, the same universe. What else do I got going? Oh, in May, I think it's May 9th, Minimag is publishing my story. What's the story called, Spencer? I don't remember. It's about a beach.
Beach.
I changed the name, and actually I think it used to be A Day at the Beach, but I was too stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck my butt. I can't. Spencer.
Why can't you remember your own?
Because it was an older one. It was actually one that almost got published by some fancy reviewer or other. They liked it a lot, but they didn't have room. And then that sucked all the wind from my sails, and I gave up on it. And then I submitted it to a few other places, and that's the one I had to withdraw from the ones I wanted got accepted early by Minimag. Nothing against Minimag, it's just it's an online-only publication. I'm trying not to go with the online-only. What the fuck is the name, Spencer? I have too many stories in my documents here.
Beach fun story?
Beach fun? No, there's nothing fun about the beach. No. Not in this tale. It's actually more of a literary story. It's not a... God darn it. I'm actually going to have to go and look into my email, Spencer. And you know how much I hate doing that.
You do hate the emails.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh.
It's a tale of a mother who takes her two children to the beach, and she's so addicted to her phone and talking to a new man that she loses sight of her kids at the beach, and something happens. Brother. What else do I got coming out? Anything? I am in PA Bards for real. Believe it or not, Bryce, I am actually in the PA Bards. I have one poem published in the PA Bards. It's the Southwestern PA Bards. Very specific. And there's a poetry reading next week or the week after, and I'll probably go to it, but I don't know if I'm going to read. I don't think I want to, because Bryce isn't going now.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
My poem...
What's the title of my poem?
Where Have the Fireflies Gone? I think that's something like that. That is also published. And that book you can, I guess, purchase from their website or Amazon. I don't know where they publish it from. Is that everything? Do I have more?
Probably.
Fuck. We got to make this episode 10 minutes, Spencer.
Oh, we do? How many more minutes do we need?
We're at almost 7.
Ooh.
Shit. I feel like there was something else, but I am forgetting. Let's see. The Siren's Call. Strange Days. Minimag PA Bards. What was number 5? There was a number 5. Oh! The good one. The one I'm excited about. Dark Home Publishing.
Oh.
They said end of April or early May, they will be releasing the anthology where they asked for a blurb for my story and a publication that they can that I'm proud of that they can throw on the back cover of the anthology. So I'm assuming I'm one of the featured stories, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
That story, Asher Kang versus the Army of the Undead. That is my take on a Conan the Barbarian sword and sorcery style story with my own mighty warrior, Asher Kang. So I'm excited that now that's nobody can steal that idea anymore.
Yeah.
Because now it's going to be in print. It's going to be published for real, and nobody except for Netflix can take that idea, and they have to give me lots of money. Minimal money.
Minimum,
$6.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's all yours. Make millions off of my IP because I sold it to you for pittance and now I'm homeless and I'm giving HJs under a bridge for $5 a man.
Yep. And you're like, you know what I did before this?
Yeah. What about you, Spencer? Anything exciting?
No.
That's a DPW update.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're team here. You got to have exciting news, too, to bring to the show.
Well, I mean, other than still waiting on to hear back from some submissions.
It's almost as if you should be submitting other things while you're waiting.
Yes. Doing other stuff and things.
I feel like if you just repeat what I'm saying while I'm saying it, it doesn't make it
happen.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Got to maybe write some more.
Yeah, writing more would probably help.
Or just stop writing and read my stuff, because my stuff is out there now. Yeah. Well, I was telling Spencer off air, we submitted to a charity anthology, and I think we talked about it on there, that I actually really like your story, so I'm kind of mad. Well, it was like, if it gets published, cool.
We like it. We don't know if they like it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we like it. But I was just thinking, it's like, that would suck if it got published in a free thing, but at the same time, you still want it published, you know? But... I don't know if either of us are going to get accepted because it's going on 2 weeks and it said you had to wait 2 weeks to find if you're longlisted. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. Anyway, that was a DPW update. Nobody listens to these, do they?
Mike does.
Does he?
I just assume so.
He doesn't listen to Arcade Bookshop. Why do you listen to the updates?
Because at least the updates are in the feed.
I guess he's not subscribed to the Arcade Bookshop, right? Yeah,
probably not.
And he never will, because he doesn't like books or games? I don't know.
I think he likes both books and games.
He likes both things.
Huh. Yeah.
It's interesting. Anyway, we have next week an actual episode where we will be covering, what's the title of that episode? Stephen King, his top pulp.
Crime?
Let me just look it up.
Crime novels?
Next week's episode, for your ear holes, 10 pulp crime authors recommended by Stephen King. That's a much better way to say it. So that'll actually be a real episode that we're actually going to record right now.
Yes, that's how we know.
Yeah. I wish we had this much energy last week. It's bad, man. It was just like, I pushed the poop out of my butt, and it was hard. So it was, man, don't you hate when you push the poop out of your butt and it's not hard? It's wet. It's
so much more cleaning.
You hate when it falls out and it's tarry and there's lots of wipes. Like, nobody wants to hear that. People can relate, but they don't want to hear that. you have to have a name, don't you?
Oh, even
do
for
you
the
have
update?
A name for the? I don't know.
For the updates,
Spencer, the Sacramento, the Sacramento.
Remember, it's not much anymore.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be for last week's episode, which was March. So, Spencer, no. The Sacramento Seaman Steamer Church.
No,
steaming it. Anyway, we'll check you out next week with the real episode, so enjoy the hilarity of 12 minutes, or whatever is left after I edit out. Probably not much. Bryce, what are you doing?
Trying to, you know, game.
What?
This game is really hard.
Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Dude, you're supposed to be playing the game for next week's episode of Arcade Bookshop.
I mean... I will. I'm really close to beating this.
Right. And what about the book?
Huh?
We're supposed to finish a book for the podcast, too?
Oh, yeah. I finished that last week. Yes!
Oh, did you finally beat it?
Uh-huh. The first level.
Oh, boy.
You can listen to new episodes of Arcade Bookshop every other Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your pods. You'll always find us with a controller in one hand and a book in the other.
Hey Caleb, you wanted to see me?
Ah, Spencer, my good fellow. I've been expecting you.
Yeah, so did you want something or...
Want? Goodness no. Require.
Require?
Yes. I require your services for the briefest of moments.
Okay.
Surely you can see the predicament I'm in.
Well, actually no, I can't. I lost my glasses at the pub last night.
A pub, you say? Surely you can't be serious.
As serious as a fart during a recto exam. And stop calling me Shirley.
Rightio. Anyway, if your spectacles were affixed upon your face, you'd see that I, the host of the most prodigious writing and books podcast in the business, has been immobilized by a rather substantial stack of fallen folios.
What?
My to-read pile finally fell on me while I was taking a nap.
But you're on a podcast table.
I hardly see how that matters.
And you're naked!
I hardly see how that matters.
Dude, your hairy ass is touching my drink coaster.
I hardly see how that matters.
It matters to me!
Can you just unbury me?
No way! Your reckless reading got you into this mess.
Blockhead! Wait! Don't go! There's a copy of War and Peace wedged in my taint! Spencer! Can you at least leave me a bottle of whiskey? Hello? Can't get enough drunken nonsense? Listen to new episodes of the Drunken Pen Writing Podcast every Tuesday, wherever you get your pods.